Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Urban. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack Urban. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Keene reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Martin reaches second base with a double. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to home to get Martin. Chiti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Urban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urban strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. GT moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. GT scores. DeMaestri moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Sicott now pitching. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Veal moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Urban fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Sicott covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tom Gorman now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-T hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0-for-1 in the game. Sicott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Sicott covering, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Sicott covering, for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The slide. Lau applies the tag. Lopez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Martin reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chee-Ti strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is walked intentionally. Preston Ward pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bob Serve pinch hits for Preston Ward. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Martin scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Chico Carrasquel pinch runs for Bob Serve. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ralph Terry now pitching. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell scores. Bowling moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Veal strikes out. Chee-Ti drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Veal out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Francona moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Martin hits a line drive into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chiti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Chiti reaches second base with a double. Frank House pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. GT scores. It's 7-6, Tigers. Mike Baxis pinch runs for Frank House. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Veal is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keane moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.